Good morning.
This is Clementine and Lavinia with your 8am Zlines. In local news, thousands of train passengers in southeast Queensland are set to be affected by track closures in the coming weeks as more people turn to public transport amid the fuel crisis. The planned closures are to allow for critical works on multiple rail projects across the network, including Brisbane's Cross River Trail. Buses will replace trains across southeast Queensland during the 3-week period. Travel times are expected to double and passengers are warned to expect delays. From April 3, Good Friday, to April 26, the Sunshine Coast, Caboolture, Redcliffe, Doomben, Shorncliffe, Airport, Gold Coast and Beenleigh train lines will be impacted at different times by major track closures. Meanwhile, a rising number of teacher aides and cleaners say they are being physically and verbally assaulted by students in Queensland schools, with staff warning their safety is being compromised by inadequate training and resources. Brisbane teacher aide Jack Beaton has had furniture thrown at him and been punched, kicked and spat at by students. He said, quote, "At my school we had 80 incidents involving one child over a 12-week period last year," end quote. Beaton also said facing violence in the workplace is stressful, emotionally draining and has impacted his health, but he does not believe children are to blame, describing the violence as a symptom of the lack of support for the children and the staff. Beaton has joined a campaign launched by the United Workers Union, calling for an end to occupational violence in Queensland schools. The campaign follows a statewide survey of over 1,200 teacher aides and school cleaners by the union that found 81% had experienced occupational violence over their career, with nearly the same amount reporting physical or verbal abuse in the last school year. In national news, governments are looking for ways to help Australians cope with the soaring costs of fuel, from encouraging public servants to work more from home to Monday's announcement of a 3-month halving of the fuel tax. On Sunday, Victoria's government announced public transport would be free until the end of April. Tasmanians will also travel for free on buses and Derwent River ferries until the 1st of July. The New South Wales government is hesitating to commit to a similar plan, with the state's treasury estimating it would cost $140 million a month in lost opal revenue. Professor Graham Curry, leading world expert on public transport from Monash University, says making bus, tram and train travel free is a relatively easy measure for state governments to implement and one that will make a difference to Australians' lives. Curry says the main drawback of the policy is that the beneficiaries of free public transport tend to be in high-income households in the inner city. He said, quote, "Only about half of urban Australia has access to public transport of any quality, so for those guys it will make things easier. The issue is that a high share of people who have got public transport are quite wealthy and in inner city areas. Toorak has great public transport. It doesn't help those who haven't got any access in the fringe of cities. This is not helping the bush and not helping regional towns," end quote.
Otherwise, Australian researchers have developed a grain of crop called sorghum that they expect could replace or reduce the amount of soybean meal added for protein to livestock feed mixes. The grain has 15% protein when most Australian varieties are closer to 10%. If the grain is adopted, it would result in lower costs for animal products like chicken or eggs for both growers as well as consumers. It's already growing momentum overseas, with its biggest export market being China, who are also seeking out the grain for animal feed. In international news, a team of researchers led by the University of Oxford has developed a breakthrough food supplement that could help reverse the alarming decline of honeybees. Scientists developed a lab-made superfood for honeybees by engineering yeast to produce key nutrients normally found in pollen. When tested, bee colonies fed this diet produced up to 15 times more young and stayed healthier longer. This new approach could help stabilize bee populations and protect global food systems that depend heavily on pollination. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate brand. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.